Health is spelled order in my life. Health is spelled order in my life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Health is spelled order in my life. We know how to spell order, O-R-D-E-R. Now, why do I say health is spelled order in my life? Why do I say health is spelled order in my life? Because when I think order, then I have health. When I live an orderly life, I am living a balanced, healthy life. Health is the expression of balance in my world. When every organ, action, function of my body works in divine order, when every organ, action, function of my body is divinely patterned after its, and not only patterned after, but functioning upon its original purity and integrity, then that's who I am. Now you say, Herb, all you seem to know is the word original purity and integrity. That's all you seem to talk about all the time. That's all you seem to recognize. And isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? My original purity and integrity is wonderful. And it is spelled order. Because when I have my house in order, I feel balanced. When I have my body all fresh and sparkly, I feel balanced. When I have my mind in order, I feel balanced. When I have my mind in order, when I have my thoughts in order, when I'm thinking about other people or circumstances or whatever, then I am in balance. Then my life is in order. Then my health is A-OK. How can I have perfect health? How can I experience perfect health in all areas of my life? How can I know health at all times? How can I be health under all circumstances? Well, to live an orderly mind means that I allow in my consciousness only those thoughts that are going to be beneficial to me. I allow only those thoughts that are beneficial to my healthy life, that are beneficial to my happy life, that are beneficial to a life that is going to have beautiful results with it. You know, a lot of people, they come up to you and they say, I don't take pills. I don't take pills. I don't like taking pills. I don't do this. I don't do that. Well, shut up. If another person takes pills, that's their decision. Well, and if you don't take pills, that's your decision. But if you go around saying you don't take pills, you're going around saying, in fact, when people do take pills, they are not nice people. They are not people who are totally harmonious and balanced with their life and their world. They're not people that have it all put together in a proper way. That's what you're saying. And who are we to say anything about what another person does? When we are proud of something, it should shine out of us so beautifully that everyone sees it, knows it, and understands it, and we don't have to say one single word about it. We don't have to say, I don't take pills. Because when we say, I don't take pills, we are making a slur at another person who does take pills. And we are also making a slur at ourselves when ever we might choose to take a pill. Now, I enjoy this phrase. As we're little children, we have very healthy bodies. Our bodies have all the vitamins and things we need. As we grow older, our body system does not produce the vitamins quite in the abundance that it did when we were children. But does that mean that we're bad? Now, when you are growing older and you need certain vitamins in your body that you're not getting from your diet or you're not getting from your physical makeup of your body, and you decide to take a vitamin pill, are you taking a pill? You sure are. You're taking a pill as much as an aspirin or anything else is a pill. And you're taking it because you feel it is good for you. And so if you go around saying, I don't take pills, I don't take pills, I don't take pills, what you're doing is you're denying your body a healthy attitude about pills for itself. If your doctor says, take this pill, you should have a happy attitude about taking it and say, that's what my doctor ordered. Now, if you don't go to your doctor because you have no health need, and he does not tell you to take something because you have no health need, then be happy. Be happy. But if you do go to your doctor because you have a health need, you have a bodily condition that says, I need to have the attention of a doctor, then go. And then if the doctor says, take this pill, take the pill. If you don't need the doctor, then don't go there. But if you need the doctor and he recommends something, then take his recommendation. Now, you might look thoroughly into his recommendation. You might study it to make sure that the side effects are not going to disturb you. You might look at all these other aspects, and you might say, the better part of valor on my part is not to take the pill because the side effects are too horrendous. The side effects, in fact, are worse than the condition that I'm experiencing. Health is spelled order in my life. Whenever I am orderly, whenever I am balanced, whenever I'm in charge of myself, whenever I give myself the medicine that it needs the most, the medicine that my body, my life needs the most is the medicine of happy thinking, proper thinking, ideal thinking, harmonious thinking. The medicine I need most in my life is the medicine that my words say to me, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh, what a good pill that is. Can you ever take too many I like me pills? Never in your life. Have you ever thought of health being spelled order in your life? Have you ever thought that your life, your body, your affairs, yourself is the most beautiful, fantastic being in the universe? And that since you are the most beautiful, fantastic being in the universe, since you are that lovely, glorious, real person that just makes all the world go around in the most beautiful fashion, you've got it made. You've got it made, and you've got it made right now. Every time you look at yourself, say to yourself, I speak healthy thoughts in my body. Every time you look at another person, you look for their health. They can run, they can walk, they can talk, they can think, they can act. Just because they have a blemish, you do not pay attention to the blemish, you pay attention to the wholeness. Order is not paying attention to a disorderly house. It's paying attention to an orderly house. When your house is orderly, then everything is in balance. Then everything is in good health. When your body is orderly, then you are in good health. Because health is spelled order in my life. Everything I do in my life is perfect health. Everything I think in my life is perfect health. Everything I am in my life is perfect health, because that's who and what I am. I am the glorious symphony of the world, the music of eternity, the goodness of all, because I like me. Health is spelled order in my world, in my life, in my affairs. My beloved friends, I like me. I like me, I like me. I love me, I love me, I love me. And I like you. I like you. I like you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a wonderful day living in your healthy body, where health is spelled order in your life and my life. Have a glorious, wonderful, wonderful day.